welcome to Central Coast Voices, a program addressing the regional and national issues from a Central Coast perspective. And it addresses the need for and consequences of change and how today's choices impact tomorrow's community. Chris Kington Barker is your host today, and she's joined by guests from Braver Angels, a grassroots nonprofit organization formed in response to a country more divided now than ever. We encourage you to join our conversation today. We're live in the studio, and we can take your questions and comments during our program today at 805-781-3875, or you can just listen and learn. We're glad to have you. And with that, let's join Chris Kington Barker and her guests. Over to you, Chris.
Thank you, Brad. I've stopped talking to a family member. Last year, I didn't feel comfortable going for Thanksgiving. I have friends I've known for years who no longer associate with me. People think they know me just because of who I voted for in the last election. Do any of those statements resonate with you? You are far from alone. My guests today are Kate Christensen, Blue Choke Co-Chair of Braver Angels San Luis Obispo Alliance, and Mark Eng, Red Co-Chair, Braver Angels Inland Empire Alliance. And they're here with me to discuss the bipartisan organization dedicated to depolarization and improved communication, starting from a grassroots level, that help people to build bridges and have civil discussions without the same beliefs, political leanings, or needing to agree. Amazing as it sounds. Kate and Mark, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
And Mark, I want to thank you for joining us from the phone, from the Inland Empire. Thank you.
So happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Braver Angels started in 2017, and you said that you got involved in 2018. Would you give us kind of an overview of Braver Angels, you know, why it exists, and talk a little bit about your background and how you got involved?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was actually part of the first workshop in Southern California that was held in Rancho Palos Verdes. And at that time, a lot of the current leaders were at that workshop as participants and observers. So at that time, the organization was called Better Angels, and I really liked the inspiration of that. That came from Lincoln's speech about uniting our country and bringing people together and appealing to the better angels of people and the goodness of people versus, you know, all that we're seeing. And, you know, Better Angels, now Braver Angels, resulted from that desire to heal the divides. I really loved the quotes that you just first read out. That really resonated with me. Mm-hmm. I've had, you know, friendships and, you know, people that I've known for years that made a rash judgment on what I did or did not say during the 2016 election. I voted for Trump in that election, but I did not make my views very public at the time. But still, I had people that made assumptions that were longtime friends for 20-something years that just stopped talking to me because of the perceived because of my silence on what they felt was so heated that they would only associate with people that stood up against the incoming administration at the time. So that was that was one of the reasons I attended that first workshop. And I personally love, you know, being around people that don't agree with me because I want to grow and learn new things. And so that was, you know, what the impetus for me showing up to that meeting. And I really liked what I saw. And from then, it just grew from there.
Wow. Yeah, I love that because out of understanding what you don't know, you begin to know something new, right? So, Kate, I'm going to move over to you. What about you, your background, and why did you get involved with Better Angels? Excuse me, Braver Angels. I kind of like that too, Mark.
We like Better Angels. And there was an issue with copyright, I think, that came around. That's how it got changed. But Braver Angels appeals. I got involved in around 2019, and I can't remember, you know, how I heard about it at first, but I know it took a while to really get involved. And at the time, I understand there was an alliance here in San Luis Obispo, but I never got hooked up to that. I only was dealing with sort of national. So it took me a while, but it really was in about 2022 that I got engaged with the organization because of some of the leadership in Southern California that made it a point to come up here and sort of get things moving again. So we have Debbie Velasquez to thank for that. Once I took some of the workshops and I saw what was available in terms of my personal growth and training, you know, being able to get certified as a moderator, become an organizer, learn to be a debate chair, you know, how about an ambassador? So I just got really involved and super excited. And I want to encourage all of you out there listening, like if you had an inkling, there's just so much and so much needed. And I loved Mark's story and what he said about feeling alienated, you know, by his conservative friends back at the time. And, you know, Mark, I never kind of thought of it that way. And these moments happen to me all the time, those moments of I never thought of it that way. So I'm grateful to be here. I'm glad to be talking on the radio and letting you all listen. Thanks, Chris. Well,
Mark, can you talk a little bit about the national organization of Braver Angels and the kinds of activities that they offer, the kinds of things that are provided?
Absolutely. You know, I think the heart and the foundation of this organization is really in our powerful workshops and the structure that our workshops and even some of our debates lend to the learning process of, you know, people coming together and being exposed to different perspectives and listening. And I think that's something we had chat about the other day, mm-hmm. is the importance of taking a breather and letting the other side speak and listening and finding common ground. So we have quite a few workshops that are pretty popular. And for me, the very obvious one is the red-blue workshop, where you have people from the right and people from the left come together and examine stereotypes and how they perceive their own side versus the other side and what they think the other side, how the other side sees them. So I think that's a very powerful exercise. But there's also a few other workshops that I love. One is called Depolarizing from Within. So that's when you go within your own side and really examine even some of the differences you may have with people on your own side. And then Finding Common Ground, which is really great. One that I did actually recently, 3 years ago, recently, wow. It was on the tearing down of the statues of the Junipero Serra statues around the state, and I really liked it because that was very relevant to a very California issue. And in that split up, you had reds and blues that were both on different sides of the issue. So I was on one side, and the people in my group that were taking a position on don't tear down the statues, there were a lot of blues there. So it was very, very interesting, because when you go down to the issues, you realize it's not as black and white or clear cut as you may think. So that's what's really exciting. And then real quick, we had two really big national conferences, one in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. and one in Kenosha, Wisconsin, 3 years ago and 2 years ago. And those two conferences were amazing. I mean, you know, I attended both and got to see, you know, it was a perfect 50-50 split where we had half reds and half blues, and everyone came together to make decisions. And one of the decisions we made was to make immigration, which is very timely and very current right now, the focus of the national organization's efforts. So very excited to invite people to come attend some of our debates over Zoom around immigration and some real life events as well.
And, you know, if I can ask you to also illuminate a little bit about what makes, when you say debate, you know, people, I think, who haven't seen debate done through Braver Angels expect the kind of debates that we've seen on television, the kind of debates that have not been particularly productive, that get personal and ugly. Describe a debate as it is portrayed and enhanced through Braver Angels.
Absolutely. And, you know, in our last conference in Kenosha, I actually got to sit through three debates, and the format was incredible. And, you know, people had tears streaming down their cheeks during these debates on abortion, on immigration, on euthanasia. You know, lots of these very, very complex, nuanced topics. And the format, which first starts with establishing ground rules, and I think that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. When you establish ground rules and have our participants agree to those, that really sets the tone for something to not devolve into what we've been seeing in cable news, in, you know, in even some of the debates we see on the national stage, right, that you're shocked that, oh, wow, that just shuts down the conversation instead of, you know, continues it and explores and digs deep into the issue. You just end up derailing it, right? So what the Braver Angels format is to allow for the space and the time for people. You know, one side has a turn, the other side gets the next turn and goes back and forth. And to pose things in a question format, because when you do that, you give the respect to the other side. And then you, because of the format, you are forced to basically listen. You mm-hmm. end up really coming to explore that issue and maybe see it in a different way, as I did with some of these hot topic issues I mentioned.
Yeah, yeah. And Kate, when you're talking about debates in that format, listening in that format, this initially started with Red Blue. So this grew out of the political climate that we had after the 2016 election. But it's much more than that now. You know, it has grown beyond that. Can you talk a little bit about what else it affects and what else people are learning beside that?
Yeah, fantastic. I loved what Mark just said about the structure of the workshops. Mm-hmm. And what really spins my wheels is the, you know, depolarizing within. It, now, this applies to everything in your relationships. You know, it could apply in your marriage. You know, it could apply with your children, your teenagers, your parents, you know, your right. Everywhere. And so, first of all, kind of assessing yourself. So in the depolarizing workshop, there's a self-assessment where you get to look. If you're honest, you're like maybe horrified. It's like, really? Truly? And then you learn ways to counteract this internal bias, this thing that you're not even aware of, mm-hmm. you know. So sometimes we are so siloed that we live in a world, you know, that where we're just hanging out with our like-minded people and we're not really talking to them about issues. So learning these skills, one of the things in this depolarizing workshop, and this lap skill is used over and over in Braver Angels workshops, and it changes a little bit. But the L is for listen. Mm-hmm. By the way, that means you're not thinking about what you're going to say next. And then the A is for, like, what can I acknowledge? What can I appreciate? anything I could agree with? So you open your ears, instead of listening for what you disagree with, you're actually listening for what you agree with. You know, try this in real life. This is pretty amazing. And then there's this skill called the pivot, which I'm going to probably just let it be a secret so you'll come to the workshop. Not really. It is a pivot, but it's not the kind that politicians do where they just run off and talk about something else. In fact, it's where you sort of say, I'd like to say something. Is that okay? And then after that, you can actually share a perspective. And it might even be a depolarizing perspective. Like, you know, I really see this as more nuanced. You know, it's not a monolith. Everybody who may have voted that way doesn't really think that way. That kind of thing, where you start to see this as nuanced. And where we end up is where, as Mark said, how amazing are there people of different political parties, let's say, who align, they just completely mix themselves up on an issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we think it is. You know, we are less polarized than we think we are.
Right. You don't have to think alike on everything because you think alike on something. Yeah.
Oh.
And we're going to take, I'm Chris Kington Barker with you for Central Coast Voices on KCBX, your Central Coast listener-supported radio station. My guests today are Kate Christensen, Blue Co-Chair, Braver Angel, San Luis Obispo Alliance, and Mark Ang, Red Co-Chair for Braver Angels Inland Empire. And we've been talking about Braver Angels, an organization whose pledge is, as individuals, we try to understand the other side's point of view, even if we don't agree with it. You can visit the website at braverangels.org, or if you have a desire to join the conversation today, you can call us at 805-781-3875. So, Mark, you've talked about the debates, and talk a little bit about some of the other activities that Braver Angels have.
Oh, I love the other activities. So I'll say this, you know, I had a nice little journey with Braver Angels. You know, in the beginning, as the organization was trying to find its footing, I attended sporadically. I always joke that I was kind of the rent-a-red, so I would come in whenever a red was needed on some of these
the rental red.
When they didn't have enough red participants. I really enjoyed the real life stuff because, you know, I think it's a more real interaction than doing stuff over Zoom. Of course, COVID kind of derailed a little bit of that. But now we're, you know, since we're getting out of it, we're doing more real life events. You know, these include movie showings, and some of these movie documentaries are, you know, geared towards understanding this whole issue of the polarized divide. Things and you know what I love is it's a chance for fellowship. You know, you get together with a group of people, and then they become your friends, because especially since Braver Angels is very localized. So I really encourage everyone that's listening to come to a real life event that Kate is organizing, and you know, getting to see the people that cable news would like you to never meet in person.
Yeah.
And to vilify as the other side, right? And to break bread with them. That's powerful.
Yeah.
How I got even more involved was, what I love about this organization is the structure for how to get involved in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually convinced by Debbie Velasquez, our Blue regional chair, who I have very opposite views on political issues, but we've become great friends since. And she encouraged me to get involved with the Inland Empire Alliance to get started up. So with that, there's a few trainings, and you start doing some observer trainings, moderator trainings, and ambassador trainings. If you're the type of person that wants to grow the membership, you can direct your efforts there. So there's so many activities. And then really, like I said, it becomes like a fellowship of people that have different points of view and political beliefs to come together and be a community. And that's powerful in itself. And also what, you know, it was so good to hear what Kate just said, and inspired a thought in my head. I think because of our format and what we're attracting true individuals. And isn't this what this country is made, you know, was built on? It's, you can be different. Like you said, Chris, you can have different points of view. You don't have to conform to your side. And you know, your side is a loaded term. Like when you say, yeah, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat, there's so much that comes with it and these assumptions. And you don't have to agree with every point on what your side is doing. Mm-hmm. And that's very important. Not just powerful in recognizing that, but it's important for us to be individuals and to say, I am not one of the tribe. I am my own tribe, and I can break bread with people that I disagree with. That's a lost art.
Absolutely. And, you know, something I want to ask about this is, I know this started, it was a movement that really started to counteract the division that was started and got so forceful because of the political divide. But what if people don't see themselves as a red or blue? You know, what if people don't see themselves really attached to either of those politics? And I see a lot of young people that don't, you know, that are also in that abyss of, you know, I don't, there are others, you know, there's me and then there's others. And they also suffer from thinking that people are absolute who they see just because of something that they believe them to be. Are those people also, or are all people without political affiliations also welcome into this space of Braver Angels?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot of times, like in the national conferences, you know, we had blue people with blue lanyards and red lanyards, but you also had yellow, and that says that you're neither.
Okay.
So people that are independent can come in too, and yeah, we're very welcoming of that. But I think for the purpose of the exercise and understanding the polarization, a lot of times, you know, in the activities, you pretty
pick a
much
side.
Should pick, yeah, just for exercise purposes and to see the perspective and understanding the issue of polarization.
Yeah, but no, yes, I get that for the blue-red workshop. Yeah, I see, mm-hmm, how that would be really helpful. Yeah. And, you know, what we haven't talked about, and I think it's important to put that out front right away, is what kind of cost is involved here?
Well, nothing.
A dollar a month.
A dollar a month. It's like $12 to join, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and if you sign up for an event, you come to an event, if you make a donation, it applies to your membership. So basically, the membership is, you know, virtually free. Chris, I just want to comment on what you said about people who don't see themselves.
Yeah.
People who are alienated from politics completely.
Yeah.
People who don't want to talk about politics at all, period.
Like, yeah,
we're not.
More
we're just
and
off
more.
Off limits, more and more. And when you said young people, I mean, I just, like, hadn't thought through that. There is Braver Education. So when you go on the website at braverangels.org, you're going to find there's about 10 different, you know, categories, and Braver Education. So there's a movement to bring it into not just colleges and universities.
Oh, no.
But actually, like,
kindergarten.
High school.
Yeah,
kindergarten would be good. We're all going to be probably running around with, like, yellow lanyards. But yeah, I think the skills are incredible. Everybody's welcome. And we touched on it a little bit. It first happened when I was taking a course on climate, a real hot button issue. And mm-hmm, I start thinking, like, well, all my friends see climate the same way as I do. And then we had a little exercise where we're supposed to talk about climate. Well, I found out, like, we don't all see things alike at all, even though, so even in my own, you know, community, there's things that I don't get to talk about because, ooh, can I talk about that? And so I love that Braver Angels gives us the skills and makes it okay to, as Mark said, like, you know, be who we are, have different perspectives. Mm-hmm. And something a friend said recently, she said, well, I just said to the person, I just don't have an opinion right now. And in that moment, you know, I said something like, I tried that. It didn't go well because the person I was trying it with wanted to fight with me. I'm like, no. But it's like Mark said, you don't have to have an opinion on everything.
No.
And we need the other side or the other perspective, let's say. We need the other perspective. We can't know what we don't know. We can't see what we don't see. And so we rely on other people, you know, to show us. And if we listen, you know, if we open up enough to, you know, risk that we might be changed by something we hear, you know, we could see things in a more nuanced way.
Yeah, there also could be as many perspectives as there are people in the room. You know, rather than, and it sounds like, Mark, that what we're getting away from is the traditional winner-loser in a conversation.
Yeah, and I love that you guys mentioned the young people. I was just reading a New York Times article last night on just how much the young people are breaking away from traditionally what they voted for in the past because they're wanting to hear the different perspectives, and maybe they were supporting Democrats for two decades, but now that's shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And these type of, you know, what's going on is a desire collectively of society to find the truth, and the young people are most, adamant about that because they feel like, hey, you know, we've been lied to by politicians left and right. Promises have not been kept. So let's, why are we tribal?
Yes.
And that's something really important to break away from because, like I said earlier, you know, I think this is a very American value is we're individualistic. We are okay with not fitting into a box.
Yes.
And that is super, super important. And that's what I love about, you know, what we're doing, the work that we're doing in Braver Angels, it's allowing individuals to shine.
Exactly. And Mark, talk a little bit about gathering data and how Braver Angels has been using some of this to gather data. In fact, we're going to take a real quick break here. And then, Mark, if you'll talk about gathering data when we come back, that would be great. We're going to turn it over to you, Brad.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, the rise and fall of Real Women Have Curves, the musical, and what it tells us about Latinidad on Broadway.
It was crazy to leave our dreams while portraying nightmares. It was so hard to know that literally we had the scene when the raids are afuera.
That's next time on Latino USA.
On the next Fresh Air, Robert Reich talks about his new book, Coming Up Short, A Memoir of My America. The former labor secretary reflects on his personal journey through five decades of American politics, the moments that shaped his worldview, the change he's fought for, and the country he says he still believes we can become. Join us.
Move over, large language models. Artificial intelligence companies are trying to apply visual language models now.
An image has so many details in it. What would you focus on? So it's a much harder problem than generating language or anything else.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. I spy with my AI eyes. Next time on Marketplace.
Despite her success, Kathleen Edwards took a break from the music industry to run a coffee shop. That time away turned out to be the spark for loving music again.
There's something really empowering about the pursuit of something because you really love it and you have people around you who are on board with you.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly, Kathleen Edwards' new album, Billionaire, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
That's a look ahead on our Thursday here on KCBX. Latino USA is coming up following this program at 2. That's followed by Fresh Air from 3 to 4, Marketplace from 4 to 4:30, and then All Things Considered from 4:30 to 6:30. Right now, let's return to Chris Kington Barker and her guests on Central Coast Voices. Back to you, Chris.
Thank you, Brad. I'm visiting today with Kate Christensen, Blue Co-Chair for Braver Angels, San Luis Obispo Alliance, and Mark Eng is calling in from the Inland Empire, where he is Red Co-Chair for Braver Angels. We invite you to bring your questions to us today at 805-781-3875. And Mark, before we went to the break, I was asking you about the data gathering that the Braver Angels organization is doing. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what I really love about what the org is doing is always trying to make data-driven decisions. So looking at, for example, our breakdown of how many reds and blues are participating, try to keep things fair. But also, like I mentioned, you know, we had a big convention vote on what issue our organization would prioritize, you know, for the next year or two. And that was taken by everyone participating at the convention and online to ultimately decide that immigration was going to be our focus. And that was very timely. That was made a couple of years ago before the election results. So already that was brewing as an important issue, and it allows the organization to flex to where the societal conversations are at. So all these data-driven decisions also play out in the workshops. So there's always a survey at the end of our workshops where data is collected to make it better. And I think that's what made our workshops so powerful, and they punch hard. You know, so for example, one of the early feedbacks was that we should have different time frames to allow for different types of people to engage. So now we have certain workshops that are 2 hours long, others that are half day, 4 hour, and some that are 8 hours. So, this collecting data and getting feedback is so important. That's all part of what Kate had said earlier, right, about the LAP, listen, acknowledge what people are saying, and then basically take it into action.
Right, right. And these workshops there are some that are available online that they're professionally done. They're excellent information, and people can access that at any time that it's convenient for them. Others are scheduled and some are done by the alliances themselves, correct? For instance, you have one that is going now that you're kind of in part two of for Inland Empire. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with
and
the.
One thing I can see.
Go ahead.
About the online ones is you get a diversity of people from other parts of the country, too, that you can go into breakout rooms with. And with Zoom, you know, honestly, COVID was a blessing in that regard. We really got to, hammer out how to do these workshops online and still have them be very effective.
Yes. Yeah, I can imagine. What are some of the most common misconceptions about Braver Angels that you two have run into when you've talked about the group, or when you've encouraged people to come and listen or to explore the website? What is it that commonly they mistakenly understand about the organization?
I've got one. I will say what it is. Mark can answer, because this is, I've had people say to me, well, if you're not trying to change someone's mind, because we don't try to change people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
We respect people. We respect opinions. We know that we need to hear it. It takes all of us. And so we're not there to change your mind. We're there to listen and understand and clarify. So people say, what's the point? So I could answer, or Mark could answer.
Yeah, I think that's wisdom and maturity, right? To say, I'm not going in to change people. I am just here to participate and find common ground. That's a mature thing to do. And right. one of the things that I feel is great about this organization is that you can still have strong opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean, and that's the biggest misconception, that you have to water down where you stand on certain issues to try to fit in a mold. And we're not trying to do that. We're just trying to give the space for people to express where they stand and then let the chips fall. And mm-hmm. I think the biggest misconception is that you have to conform to the other side. No, you can still, like, I've been a very strong red in a lot of issues, but I still have very strong blue views even on certain other issues. And there is no pressure to conform to one side. So going back to what Kate said, yes, it's that is the crux of it. That is the wisdom of it, is to just be and not try to affect any sort of change, and especially not changing others, which you'll always meet resistance when you try to do that.
Right. You know, it's interesting that decisions come down now to red or blue, rather than, given your experience and given what you understand it to be, I can understand your decisions. You know, it's like it's moved to a whole different place. What is the understanding for people that this organization is left leaning? Because
I think it certainly appeals more to left-leaning people from the data that we've collected, because you know, but that's changed. We've gotten more representation from the red side over the years.
Yeah.
But I think the idea of taking a break and listening in the format of this does appeal more to a suburban, you know, more highly educated population. It is self-selecting in some ways, but I don't think that's a bad thing. It is what it is, and Braver Angels has a appeal and is certainly furthering a conversation within a demographic that it's good at appealing to.
You, up here, Kate, San Luis Obispo had an alliance, and that kind of dissipated, and now you're back to forming another alliance in San Luis Obispo.
Yes, in fact. We did have one red-blue workshop here in person before COVID, and then it all kind of went away, and it all went online.
Right.
And so some of that original team, we're a small group, so the leadership of the alliance is about six people here. And we would, you know, gladly welcome people who want to get involved. We have a big county. There's so much we can do. There's so much craving for in-person events. People want to talk to each other. You know, they're craving. We have so many issues we could talk about and deal with. So one event, we showed the documentary. There's a documentary made in 2018. So it's a little old, but they researched it and found out that just by watching it, you become a little less polarized. So we showed it for 40 people in San Luis, and now we're showing it on Tuesday at noon at the Atascadero Library. It's free. You can register online in the calendar if you find it. But you can just show up. I'll be there. So show up, and we'll watch the movie, and then we'll have reactions and have a little discussion and see who wants to get involved.
Do people have to be a member of Braver Angels in order to register for some of the workshops online?
I think when you register, you have a choice of becoming a member or not.
I think you
can be kind of incognito. Like, if you're a person, you're just like, I don't know, I don't really like to, you know, come. I want to just, maybe I want to dip a toe in at home. these things, if you go on the website and you say, have an experience, and then there's e-courses. Well, I come from education, and I love these e-courses. So in 2 hours, you could do depolarizing within, or mm-hmm. managing difficult conversations, or how about, you know, families and politics. And it's so well done, and you'll just come away with things you can use right away in your own life. See what you think. There's so much on the website. You could spend hours and hours looking at things. You find your way to the event calendar, and you can sign up for a national workshop. As Mark said, you can be in a room on Zoom with people all across the country. So when you want to see diverse opinions, be it, you know, the political red-blue, or be it rural-urban, or be it, you know, different parts of the country, it's so interesting to go into a breakout room and find yourself with, you know, 4 people that are from all over the country and have different perspectives. It's really cool.
Yeah, I had the experience during COVID, actually, of watching debates that happened through the Bravery Angels organization. And they were, as Mark suggested, pretty meaty debates on topics that were really rich in polarization. And the debates were extremely well handled and gave a lot of time for people to present opinions that led to, hadn't thought of it that way. Not that I would agree with it, but I hadn't thought of it that way. And there were, you know, it was nice to hear people expressing opinions coming from a very different place. I think that, you know, one of the things, Mark, you were speaking to is that when conversations don't ever get to a place of being civilly presented or available, we never get to really speaking about what we think, or getting to offer information that people can understand.
Oh, absolutely. I think once you go into that space where you are not respecting the other person as having a credible point of view, then do you ever learn, right? And I think that's what's happening to both sides right now, is the vilification of, oh, the other side is evil, so I'm going to throw out everything they do and everything they say. And I think, it's really a societal epidemic. We give up on relationships. We give up on people because of one simple disagreement. And I don't think that's a healthy way to be. And no. We're seeing the bad effects of that. The loneliness we have that runs deep into society really results from that, because we now see other humans as expendable and not worth having a conversation with.
Exactly. Very sad. Yeah, we're just going to leave them alone and not have anything to do with them. Mark, can you talk to, can you speak to network, the network organizations that come in to Braver Angels?
Absolutely. I invite anyone listening, especially if you're involved in a nonprofit or it doesn't even have to be a nonprofit, but any community organization, to get involved with the Braver Network, because the Braver Network is basically leveraging the community, leveraging society and other people with, spheres of influence to get them involved in this national movement. So I think that's been very effective and powerful. One of the connections that was made through the Braver Network was our relationships with the universities. And that's who hosted us, whether it was Gettysburg College in Pennsylvania or Carthage College in Wisconsin. We were able to engage the young people, as we were talking about earlier, mm-hmm. and get this message and get these formats and workshops out to many, many different groups. So get involved, and we definitely want to hear from people that have organizations that may be in lockstep with our mission, like churches, community organizations, charity organizations, all that is relevant to helping push the mission forward.
Yeah, and the training, too, is invaluable. And certainly the cost is right for organizations that don't have the benefit of being able to bring in outside facilitators to provide this level of facilitation. So a wonderful opportunity for organizations as well. I'm Chris Kington Barker with you for Central Coast Voices on KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, your listener-supported radio station. If you just joined us today's show and you want to enjoy the entire broadcast, it'll be available on our website at kcbx.org under the On Demand tab. Click on Central Coast Voices, and you'll find this show, along with many other past shows, to choose from. Today's guests are Kate Christensen, Blue Co-Chair for Brave Angels, San Luis Obispo Alliance, and Mark Eng, Red Co-Chair, Braver Angels, Inland Empire. We have about 13 minutes left in today's show, and time for one or two calls. You can reach us at 805-781-3875. Mark, as we're in the final quarter hour, what have we not touched on that you really want to get across to anybody that's listening to this about Brain for Angels?
I think it was the stuff we talked about a couple of nights ago, I believe, just about why we exist and why we're important is look at your life. Listeners, are some of your relationships suffering because of politics? Yeah. And I think it's just happening to so many people across the board. And I think that's the real mission here is to heal that all those rifts that have occurred because of something outside the special relationship that you had with that person who's no longer talking to you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've heard it, and I saw it on your website too. That people have said to me things like, they don't feel at liberty to talk about their faith, And I saw that on the website. I had a friend tell me recently that this year their family reunion, they had two of them, one for politics leaning one way, one for politics leaning the other way, because last year's reunion got so ugly. It's just, and it's sad. It's just sad. And she was sad. So we've, those are things that are great losses for people. And it almost seems as though we get stuck in those places and don't know how to fix them. And you can't fix them without communicating. Just going away and not talking to that person or not coming into their orbit isn't the answer. And this, from what you and Kate, what you're saying is not the answer, but what it does do is it teaches skills. These are ways of learning skills, maybe learning a little bit more about yourself and your own beliefs and what your core beliefs are and what are things that maybe you don't feel so strongly attached to, and then how to communicate better.
I love that. You're hired. one thing I think Chris asked the question about the fact that because we have such polarized perspectives, we don't get a chance to even speak about something because it escalates so quickly into this exaggerated, stereotyped, passionate, this just escalation. So yeah, you feel if you don't agree wholeheartedly with that vision, you know, you just want to shrink away. You never have the space, never get the space to even understand your own perspective. So that works on both sides, mm-hmm. you know, where you don't get a chance to hear even the right thing or
the bigger picture.
The bigger picture, mm-hmm. the thing that's more nuanced and mm-hmm. gradiated and variated. So, but you also don't get a chance to even voice your own, hear the words come out of your mouth, know if that's how you really see things. We need each other so much. And those of you who do have that uncle or that brother-in-law or that, you know, person in your life where you can't be at a Thanksgiving dinner, you are so fortunate, you know? You're really fortunate to have these people. One person said, you know, how do I talk to this person? And then she answered herself, it's like, not about politics. You know, and that's okay too. You know, sure. This is family. One of the Braver Angels things, there's a picture on the website of a father-daughter holding up a sign like, you know, yeah, we don't have the same politics, but we're still family. It's just so cute. Hopefully in San Luis Obispo, you can get started right away because we're going to show the film, the documentary, Reuniting America. And this documentary was made at the very first Red Blue workshop that happened right after the election where Donald Trump won against Hillary Clinton. That was a very polarized time. It's highly relevant. It takes place in Wisconsin, you know, so it's kind of otherworldly, but you get to be really up close and personal with people and see how they go from being terribly polarized to really seeing the humanity of each other and kind of coming together. It gets a little bit, you know, poignant at the end. I think poignant is the word. So show up in Atascadero at noon. And if you can't even make it, you could still sign up and then I'll have your email.
And if you do have any interest and you're living in another Central Coast community, like Santa Maria or like in South County or if you're in Ventura or, you know, other areas, you're visiting here from Bakersfield or from the Valley and you want to know about this, you can call or you can link into.
You could email me mm-hmm. at the letter K, Chris Tensen, ChristenSen. At braverangels.org.
Okay. And Mark, for your experience, what would you like to see happen now as Braver Angels moves forward? We talked a little bit about having this be more about just differences rather than being more about the political differences, being about communication.
Oh, absolutely. I want to see Braver Angels going forward making more impact in localized communities. So I really support what you guys are doing. I think, you know, building that community and talking to your neighbors or at least people that live close to you that you can have multiple interactions with, mm-hmm. I think that is super, super important to set it off the right tone and the right way. And that's that. I want to see more localized efforts. And as Braver Angels as an organization grows, you're going to get more local people involved, I believe. And there is a real top-down, support for that, which I really appreciate, whether it comes to a little bit of budget for events, local events, and for growing these chapters. So I'm really, really heartened by that. But I also want to see a lot more policy conversations. I really believe that the reds and the blues each are coming from the issues with the same heart a lot of times, but in different ways. And I think that used to be something that our politicians at least did work together and found common ground and maybe said that what I want done is a different priority from what the other side wants done, but I think we can make both of them work. And I think that's lost now, because now it's too much name calling, too much, throwing the baby out with the bathwater on the other side because it doesn't agree with your current opinion.
Yeah.
So I would love to do more policy discussions.
Yeah, where there's common ground. I was thinking as I was preparing for this show and as we talked a little bit in preparing for it, one of the things that kept coming to mind for me was I do some volunteer work in a local prison, and I was recently interviewing men for a group that I'm going to be facilitating. And one of the questions that I asked them was, how do you resolve conflict with another person here? And every one of them in their answer was that they look for common ground. Every one of them in their answer was that's how they survive. They look for common ground. And they get it because they don't have the space in their lives to have that conflict. We've got too much space, and we take too much space to think that our ideas have that much. It would be good for us to look for common ground. I want to thank my guests today for being here and for just sharing the information that they've had. I want to thank Kate Christensen and Mark Eng. The website for Braver Angels is braverangels.com, where you can learn about the organization. .org, where you can learn about the organization and also find Alliance in your community. Next week, Lotta Morty and her guests, Susan Updegrove and Teen Campers, will discuss the AAUW Tech Trek Camp San Luis County. I'm Chris Kington-Barker. Thank you for being a KCBX listener, supporter, and for joining us today on Central Coast Voices.